Representative Littrell issues bill requiring DHS to track crimes by migrants released via Biden's parole pipeline. By John Binder on June 5, 2024. Representative Morgan Littrell, RTX, has introduced legislation requiring the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to document crimes committed by migrants who were released into the United States via President Joe Biden's parole pipeline. This week, Littrell introduced the Criminal Illegal Alien Report Act to mandate DHS report to Congress all crimes committed by migrants who were released into the U.S. Interior through Biden's parole pipeline for Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans, known as the CHNV program. The bill would make DHS provide information relating to the migrants' arrival in the U.S., their nationality, ties to criminal gangs, and links to terrorism. "We cannot continue to allow our immigration policies, or lack thereof, to be a backdoor for criminals and terrorists," Littrell said. "To effectively address the problem, we need to understand the scope of the risk. The legislation I introduced will provide Congress with information to improve security measures and ensure that those who pose a threat to our communities are identified and dealt with appropriately. The safety of Americans is paramount and cannot continue to be disregarded by the current administration," emphasis added. Biden's parole pipeline has brought more than 1 million migrants to the U.S. since its inception in January 2023. Through the CHNV program, alone, nearly 435,000 migrants have arrived. In several cases, migrants released through the CHNV program have gone on to be charged with crimes against American citizens. Most famously, the illegal alien charged with murdering 22-year-old nursing student Lakin Riley was awarded parole in 2022 and released into the U.S. Interior. A month before allegedly murdering Riley, the illegal alien was approved for a work permit. Likewise, in February, an illegal alien was charged with sexually abusing a 14-year-old girl in Campbell County, Virginia. The illegal alien had been released into the U.S. Interior on parole in September 2023. Currently, the federal government makes no effort to track crimes committed by illegal aliens. Former Representative Mo Brooks, RL, estimated that about 2,000 Americans and legal immigrants are killed by illegal aliens every year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.